The situation today is that finally we have all the results, the provisional results collected by the judiciary, because here in Senegal, it's the judiciary that compiled all the results. And the announcement is made by the president of the Court of Appeal of Dakar. Once the statement is read by the president of the Court of Appeal, now he is transmitting all the file to the Constitutional Court tomorrow. And from tomorrow, the Constitutional Court gives 3 days to any candidate who eventually has a complaint or who is not satisfied by the provisional result to make a complaint, so that after 3 days, it can look at all the complaints and make the final decision.
So although these are provisional, but looking at the figures, you would say that Bassirou Diomaye Faye is winning or won convincingly.
Yes, 54% of the total vote, and winning at the first round. That's, I think, for somebody who is a candidate for the first time, I think it's a very important result. But one of the things that it confirmed the idea that we had in the past, that this election was more a referendum than an election. Because if you combine the result of Diomaye Faye and the result of Amadou Ba, you already have almost 90% of the vote. So it means that people wanted to get rid of a regime, to get rid of a president who really did everything to make sure that the election will not take place. So this is the reaction of the population.
So while we wait for the Constitutional Court to make the final announcement, is there any movement on the part of the new leader in terms of who he might be eyeing to be in his government?
Well, in the media, there are speculation, but I think before that, what needs to be really sorted out immediately is the handover of power. Now, we all know that Macky Sall is leaving on the 2nd of April. And I think now, given the fact that the Constitutional Council has 3 days until 31st of March, now, the 1st of April, he will make the final decision about the election. And the second, the handover of power will be done, because the president has to sworn in before the Constitutional Court and then go to the presidential palace, get the keys of the official residence of the president, so that Macky Sall also can just go back to his house. That is how the handover. Then after, maybe on the 3rd, the president will designate a prime minister and give that prime minister a number of days to propose to the president a list of ministers, and if the president approves, that will be the first government of Diomaye Faye. So I think next week will be dedicated to that.
Before I let you go, is it possible we could see or we might see Ousmane Sonko in the new government?
So far, I have to confess, Ousmane Sonko is showing very low profile. And I think that's good for him, because the person who was elected is Diomaye Faye, not Ousmane Sonko. Even if Ousmane Sonko is the most popular politician, but it's Diomaye Faye who is elected. In my view, Sonko will not have a position in the executive, probably because you know that probably in September we will have a new parliament. This parliament will be dissolved because the majority of the parliament is not in favor of Ousmane Sonko and his party. And at that time, probably if Ousmane Sonko is elected member of the parliament, he can be a speaker. And I think that will be a perfect complementarity between Ousmane Sonko and Diomaye Faye. Diomaye controlling the executive, Sonko controlling the parliament, so that they can work very smoothly.